Hi there, it's Memory. Let's talk about some behaviors which might lead your ex to think that they made it the right decision by splitting up with you. The point is here, breakups are a difficult place to be. You feel abandoned, feel rejected, feel worthless, feel like you're not good enough. But as I say, this is about how someone is feeling, and you probably also know that in that relationship, things were not working out really well. Sometimes, as I say, we don't think about the red flags which are constantly there. But here is what I wanted to talk to you about today. There are behaviors which can make your ex think, well, I made the right decision to split up with this person. Because what I want to say is that when people split up with us, even if sometimes there's a very valid reason, there is a moment of confusion initially post breakup. And that confusion, to manage it effectively, usually, if you are coming from a place of healing, from a place of being regulated, you can manage it by taking space, going no contact, and even focusing on your circle. excuse me, for some people, what they tend to do is that even for social media, they come off social media and they stay in a healing community where they get support. Why do I say that? Because you can be cross and end up saying things that you will regret, or things that expose you as a certain type of person. So there are three things that can make your ex think, you know what? I made the right decision here by breaking up with this person. The first thing is when you go crazy. And believe you me, I understand. I've been there. After a breakup, you feel desperate. And that desperation can be lead you to behave in erratic ways. And we can just regress back to childhood and believe and behave in ways that when you look back maybe a year or 6 months down the road, you think, oh my God, what was going on there? But it's all because of dysregulation. You are dysregulated because you feel abandoned. Your trauma has been triggered. So you just feel like you're worthless. You've been rejected. You've been dumped. You've been left there. You are not anything. So what do? You throw your toys out of the pram and then behave in a way that's desperate. And say things that you might regret, or even do things that you will regret later, things that you wouldn't think, you wouldn't have thought before you would do when you were in a place of love in that relationship. So it's helpful after a breakup in order to avoid those behaviors, to recognize your triggering situations. Things that may trigger those behaviors. Once upon a time, when I was in such spaces, I would come off social media, and I would stay off some people because who would probably remind me of such behaviors, and I would just focus. I learned to focus on a small group of people to talk to and get support. The important thing following a breakup that nobody taught us. The learning we are coming into now is we need help after a breakup. Don't ever think that you can go it alone, because we have sometimes this tendency of when things are really hard, we go within and we shut ourselves in the house. And then what we forget is that our emotions still need to be processed. And then we start reacting in passive aggressive ways, in all sorts of manners where we think we are doing well, we are okay, we are behaving, but actually we are not. So beware of going crazy after a breakup. By being crazy, I'm talking about behaviors that are not helpful for you. Self-sabotage, saying things and doing things which are not age appropriate, which are not situation appropriate, where you regress because you feel abandoned, because you feel like you've come to the end of your world. A breakup is not the end of the world. It's an end of a relationship. There are other relationships that you are in that you can get into. And even sometimes with that person, you can get back into that relationship. And like I'm saying, it's because there's still confusion and people have made some decisions very quickly. But if you give people space, sometimes you can actually get back together, which is why you need to hold your horses and behave, so that when then you decide to get back together, you're not saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I said this out of upset. Because things that we say when we are upset are actually showing our character. So that's important. So that's number one. Be aware of how you are going to show up when you break up with someone. And number two, pressure. When we break up with someone, sometimes immediately after the breakup, we want to put pressure on this person to get back together. We want to put pressure on this person to stay in touch. We want to stay, we put pressure on this person for several reasons, without considering the fact that we broke up and there's a reason why we broke up. And if we bear in mind the fact that we broke up, then it will be easier to recognize this person owes us nothing, we owe them nothing, so give them space. And again, what happens is, I'll tell you a secret about space. When you give people space, especially when you've been in a relationship, it gives them an opportunity to look into whether there is something they missed, or a mistake that they made, or maybe they feel that they have lost a great person. Because if we don't put pressure on them and we don't act all crazy, they will think, oh my God, that's an amazing person. They haven't reacted to the breakup. They haven't attacked me. They haven't, you know, done anything nasty. So did I miss something here? Am I the problem here? We are not saying they are the problem, and we are not saying you are the problem or you are not the problem. But what we are just saying is, sometimes just giving people space gives people perspective. It provides them with an opportunity to reflect when you are not there. Because it's when you are not there that someone really misses you and feels that they value you, and then they can decide that they want to be with you. But if there's a lot of drama, a lot of pressure, they don't want to be around that. And also, when you put pressure on someone, there is a lesson that I want to share with you. You are trying to tell them you know best what is best for them, because you are saying, you don't know what you want. I know what you want. So you do what I think is best for you. And people don't want that. They will react to that. So it's helpful to remember that when you break up with someone, don't put pressure on them. Just let them be. Let them get on with their life. And then if they decide to come back to you, oh well. If they don't, oh well. And even the pressure to ask them to be friends and to, you know, to do stuff and all that. We know that when we break up with someone, we still want to be with them, but that is not the time to want to be friends, to want to spend time together, to want to do things together. The time will come when we then have spent time apart and we've reflected on the things that we both want. And maybe one person thinks, you know what, I think I missed this relationship. Because they might do that. They might miss that relationship with you, and then they might decide to come. But the coming back is only going to happen if a person is healthy, after they have reflected on the behaviors, what they were doing, what you were doing. And then they think like, what am I going back to? Because that's the question someone is going to ask themselves. What am I going back to? And if they feel like they are going back to someone who's dramatic, someone who is crazy, desperate, someone who says a lot of nasty stuff, someone who is going to put pressure on them and tell them what to do, then they are going to think, do I really want that? But if it's also somebody who has got drama in their life and they like drama, they will bounce back. And this is why sometimes you can end up in on-off relationships where there's a lot of drama, because you are both feeding off each other's behaviors. You give them their drama and then they respond and then they dump you and then they leave and then you start, because they know if they leave, you start the drama and then, you know, the cycle continues, which is really not helpful for healthy adults and for the quality of your life. So just be aware when you are wanting to go get back with somebody, why you are getting back there, whether it's because you are both healthy or you both need to just stay apart and do some work on yourselves. So that those are some of the things I wanted to share with you, to remember that when you break up, try not to overreact. It's hard. Find somewhere to grieve, but don't show those funny behaviors. Don't show people those funny behaviors, especially if you want to be with someone, you wanted to be with someone for the rest of your life. Just think, what are they going to think about how they are going to spend their life with you? Do they want to be with someone who has such with the behaviors that you are exhibiting? Do they want to stay around the energy that you are giving out? That's important and helpful to think about and to recognize when you break up with someone. And even if you are not going to get back with this person, remember, you'll be in relationships with other people. This is you. You are going to take yourself into a next relationship with your behavior. Is this how you are going to show up? And is this the energy that you are going to be giving out in a relationship, in a healthy relationship? And if you deal with rejection in a dramatic way, in a dysfunctional way, in a way that's sort of trying to force or pressure someone, do you feel you can live with another person and they can feel safe around you with that kind of behavior? Those are, again, some of the things you want to think about, because a breakup, as I said, is not the end of everything. It's not the end of life. It's just the end of one relationship. Remember, you get into other relationships. So yes, you have lost a relationship there. You are human. You hurt. But how you deal with your hurt now is what is helpful for you to move forward in life. It's what is helpful for you to deal with even your next relationship. How do you handle rejection? How do you handle endings? How do you handle other people's choices? Because this is what this is about. A breakup is about. It's someone's choice. They just don't feel like they want to continue this situation. And yes, it hurts. But do you have to put pressure on them? Do you have to be dramatic about it? Do you have to try and fight them about it? Do you have to stalk them? Which is part of the third point, really. The behavior that you are going to show at the end of breakup, where you're probably going to try to contact this person, to stalk them, to look for them wherever they are or where they hang out, to try to get hold of their friends and their family so that you are in touch. Is that helpful for you to behave in such a manner? And does this inspire that person to think that, well, does this person not have a life? Because this is what happens. Sometimes we are thinking, I'm trying to maintain the contact. But what is happening is, because someone decided to leave the relationship, they are thinking, if you are going to constantly look for me where I hang out, from my family and friends, or you are going to constantly talk about me with people and maybe stalk me, do you have your own life? And if they feel like this is too much for them, it feels like you are not going to be happy without them. And I can tell you something, that's too much pressure on one person to make someone happy and then to make themselves happy. Happiness is an inside job. The other person can make you happier. And when we talk about happiness, I know some people want to go semantics. We are talking about contentment. We are talking about peace of mind. We are talking about satisfaction. It's all about you. It's all about an inside job that you do for yourself. And if you live such a desperate life because someone broke up with you, it's because you are saying, I can't be happy without this person. But that is not their responsibility. Their responsibility and your responsibility in a relationship is to allow each other to grow. And if there's too much pressure that someone can't be happy without another person, then this other person will actually think, I think I made the right decision to split up with this person because I wasn't going to make this person happy because they don't have it in them to find their own happiness. But they want me to bring them that, and it's too much. And it is too much for one person to do that for you. So we need to understand that other element of pressure also about trying to extract happiness in a relationship is not helpful. We need to do the work on a daily basis. We've got traumas which make us behave as we do, of course, which is why we are here talking about healing. But we need to be intentional about our own healing. And if we are in a relationship, amazing. And that is the greatest opportunity for us to showcase our skills or to learn skills to parent ourselves. Because unlike someone who's single and they are also doing self-care, maybe someone is doing self-care and they're doing inner work and then they are also looking for a relationship. But if you are already in a relationship, give your partner space, find your own tribe, do some work on yourself, wake up to yourself in the morning, do some self-care, and throughout the day practice your mindfulness, and weekends sometimes or evenings, go for a walk on your own. Don't be chasing your partner all the time. Give them space to boost themselves. And you go there and boost yourself and do things with your tribe. Do things alone. Nurture your inner child. That is helpful. And then you actually find your relationship will thrive because you are not throttling it by wanting your partner to be there all the time, by looking for your partner whenever they are out, asking your partner where they have been, having a problem with their partner, even when they turn their house towards another person, because you are thinking, oh my God, they are now going to fall in love with somebody else. That's because there's a struggle with the sense of self. So have your own life. And when you do that, when you have your own contentment, happiness, own life, when a relationship ends, you are not going to be brought down to your knees by the ending. It will be hard, you will grieve, but you will not only have your support system, which is healthy, you also have your self-support system, which is healthy. And you also, when you are a healthy relating person, you practice acceptance. You understand endings, beginnings. And you understand that everything is a use by or end by date. And you understand that a relationship is as good as it lasts. Because a relationship, when you are in a relationship and you are a healthy relating person, you will be in the moment. You will be enjoying each moment of your relationship. You will be doing your best in the relationship rather than doing things that will push your partner away, which is what we do most of the time when we have trauma. When we are not doing inner work, we are busy. We get busy finding a partner. We are desperate for a partner. We find that partner and then we are busy pushing that partner away. Unintentionally, we don't do it intentionally. And that's why we need to do inner work. We then try to keep our partner close, not by telling them to come close, not by monitoring them to come close, but by inspiring them through being close with ourselves, through looking after ourselves, and by trusting and allowing them to do what is best for the relationship and not forcing them to do what they don't want to do, but inspiring, asking, prompting, and requesting, and encouraging and supporting. And that way, that's how we encourage and uplift our relationships rather than push the person, the very person we wanted to be with, away. And this is a topic for another day that I would like to share, that we desperately look for relationships. And then we find someone, we meet someone, and then we are busy pushing them away. And that is a trauma response. But we are adults. And this reason why we sit in these chats, in these groups, is so that we teach each other how to bring our partners closer instead of pushing them away when we were struggling before to get into a relationship. We need to be intentional about our self-relationship. We need to work on ourselves. We need to use little tools. We do share tools in this community, a lot of valuable tools. Therapy that's in progress each and every day. Repetitive exercises that we share for us to do every day and done 10 days, 30 days. You can begin to see some changes in your relationship because you are focusing more on you, not on someone else, because you can't control someone else. If you really think about it, maybe you have had a few relationships. Those people came and they left. So that's the same thing with the person you can be with now or you are with now. So if you think about that, you can begin to be intentional about your relationships. I want to make my relationship work this time by being a better partner to myself and to my partner. And how can I do that? Start to look for tools and start not to look for tools only, but to use the tools. Because other people, many people have information, but to apply it in daily life is another issue. And this is the issue that I am on about. My work is practical. Do the work, not just read the quotes or the list. But when I see something, someone shared some affirmations a little while ago. I think it was Chiezo. And I saw those affirmations, and I can tell you something right now. Each time when I'm driving, I have got my affirmations on in the morning. And when I'm coming back or wherever I am, if my phone battery allows, I am listening to affirmations, those affirmations, whether it's money affirmations, Abraham Hicks, or everything is always working out, whether it's affirmations for health, whether it's affirmations for anything, I am listening to affirmations because I found that to be something powerful that someone else shared. So that's what we are saying here. Look into these tools. You don't have to do everything at once, but be intentional. What is it that's happening in my relationship? What are my issues in relationships? And what is the dynamic that we are creating in this relationship, and how can we improve it? But not to probably look too much to the other person. You may, yes, communicate with your partner. I notice we have 1, 2, 3 issues sometimes. Not to say you do this, you do that. No, I notice we have 1, 2, 3 issues. Do you feel that maybe we need to think about a way to sort this out? Sometimes you get a positive response. Or you can start with yourself. I am noticing this problem. So if I notice that, I've got a weight there, and I've got a barbell of weights there, and I notice that if I kick it, my leg hurts. And if I kick it, my leg hurts. So what do I need to do? How do I change the relationship between me and the barbell? Maybe I need to lift it. Maybe I need to go around it. Maybe I need to do something different from what I normally do. Because sometimes we keep repeating the same patterns and get the same outcomes. And then we are victims and we think, what is going on with my life? But What is it that you are keeping doing? What do you keep doing that's making your life stay stagnant, or that's making you stay where you are? Each day, look into something that you are doing that's not helpful or that's creating the dynamic you don't like, and make a change. And if something is working, do more of that. So that's why I wanted to share with you today the three behaviors that might make your partner think, you know what, I made the right decision by leaving this person. Number one, if you go crazy and desperate. Number two, if you put a lot of pressure on them to communicate, to stay in contact. And number three, if you get to a point where you don't have your own life because you are breaking down, you are getting depressed. I mean, initially, yes, we are not saying you don't, but at some point you need to get up and work on yourself and do something with your life and move on. Because when they notice that, that's going to be a long time thing where you are just there and you can't move on. You keep talking about them, whether it's on social media, whether it's with friends, and they're just going to think, well, I am glad I left this relationship because I was going to have to be responsible for this person's happiness, and I can't carry that. And nobody need to be made responsible for anyone else's happiness. I am hoping this is helpful for you, whether you have experienced a breakup or you are in a relationship. I am going to stop here because I've got so much to say, especially around how we conduct our relationships. We feed our relationships to create breakups. And I'm going to talk about that at some point. We want to build relationships that thrive rather than relationships that easily break up. We are not saying that we need not break. People shouldn't break up or need not break up. People can break up. But we can also have breakups that are not that traumatic as long as we enjoyed our relationships and we enjoyed or enjoy our self-relationship the most, because that's the most important relationship we have. And if we nurture that relationship, the self-relationship, I think everything else that happens around us will be much easier to handle. The world won't come crumbling down because something negative has happened. We can deal with it because we'll have tools, because we know we have a home to go back to. And this is the problem with trauma. Most of us didn't have safe homes to go back to. So we don't know how to create safe homes within ourselves to go back to. So consequently, we keep looking for love in all the wrong places. We keep looking for someone else to fulfill us, whereas fulfillment is to come from there. Please take care of yourself and start that self-care, even that little routine, to improve the quality of your life before relationships. Thank you so much for watching, ladies, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.